What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Yes. All right, my friends, what is up? Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode of the Art of Online Business podcast. I'm Rick Mulready, and today's a quick tip episode here on the show. And what I want to do with you today is share with you a recording of a recent coaching call that I had with one of our accelerator coaching members as part of the program. One part is they get to choose, they can do one-on-one coaching calls with me every other week. It's a 30-minute call, and the call I'm about to share with you is with Laura Peters. And if you recognize that name, Laura's been on the podcast here before. MikeandLauraTravel.com. They're travel bloggers who teach other travel or other people how to be travel bloggers. And when she joined Accelerator, her business was just ruling everything in her life. She was working about 80 hours a week. She was super unhappy. There weren't systems and processes in the business. Her team was kind of in shambles a little bit. And the business was just ruling her life. She didn't really have a life outside the business, and her health was being affected by everything, and just overall was overwhelmed and everything. And if you've been listening to the podcast here for any period of time, you know that I talk about the success of your business is 80% mindset. It's 80% mindset. And the other 20% is like the tactics and strategies and all that stuff. Well, I wanted to share this coaching call with you because Laura is off the charts happy. And she has completely turned everything around in her business, in her life, in her health. She's working less than she ever has before. That was the first thing we started working on was, hey, we need to change how she's working, not only herself, but also with her team, talking about streamlining things in the business and her offer, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to hear how happy she is here in just a second. And I want you to pay close attention to the mindset shifts that she's had. If you take nothing else away from this coaching call conversation that you're about to hear, really listen into the mindset stuff that Laura's talking about because it has changed everything for her. Okay. All right. So here is the coaching call that I did with Laura Peters from MikeandLauraTravel.com.
Dude, Rick, I don't even know how to start with this call. Like, I feel good. Like, I feel really, really good. Like, oh my gosh, I feel like a CEO, and I've never felt like this before. Oh my God, and it's like, okay, I have a launch starting tomorrow, going to Saturday. And this past week, I have had so much stuff to do.
Yeah.
I have gone snowboarding 4 times. I have gone snowshoeing 2 times. I did a paint night. Like, Rick, I don't paint. Like, I don't paint. And I still did a paint night on the week of my launch. And I feel so good. Like, my energy is just like unbelievable. And I'm delegating everything and it's working. It's the 10th and we've made $23,000 already this month.
What?
Yeah. And this launch, we're going to make $176,000 from. So
I know. I have this number right here.
This is like, crazy. I can't even.
Could we move you to the beginning of the day so we can start every day like this? This is amazing.
I know. And I bought a planner and I wrote down all the group coaching calls for Accelerator. Nice. I wrote down all the Neil calls. Like, I'm most definitely going to be making time for it because I get to make time. Like, I just get to decide. It's so cool. And like,
this is so great.
I think what held me back for so long was just perfectionism and like worrying that people aren't going to like what I have for them. And if they don't, like, I don't even care anymore because I know what we offer is really, really good. I just gathered like 20 different testimonials from people who have amazing results. I put them on my page. I was bawling as I was doing it. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. I can't believe I've helped so many people. And then I realized, like, if someone comes to me and doesn't like my program or doesn't like my pricing or doesn't like me or whatever it is, it's like, that's their issue. I don't care. Like, I just feel really good about it. It's so cool.
That's so great. I love it. And you've done so. The funny thing about it is when our brain goes to like, oh, if people might not like this or what have you. Number one, there's always, always going to be people who don't like what we do. Always.
Yeah, always. And I just don't care.
You also have your 9 days into a month and $23,000 that says people want my stuff.
I haven't done, so you know I do the weekly webinars. Mm-hmm. I haven't done one since December 28th. And so I thought there was going to be this weird lull of people not buying for the whole until the webinar tomorrow. Every single day someone has bought and paid in full. And then like one day, three people bought. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? Where are these people coming from? I don't even know. Yeah. And the next day I had two people sign up and just that I was like, I don't understand what's happening. Like, this is
so
really
great.
Crazy. Yeah.
So great.
And I think I know the exact reason. I have been listening to so many mindset things, just like manifestation and stuff. And I've just been really honing in on that and like tricking myself to believe that I'm like this, which I am. And now I feel
which
like
you
I,
are.
Yeah.
Which you are.
I don't know. I've never felt this way before and I feel really, really good about it. And I've gotten, you know how I said I have a lot to do. I've gotten everything done that I need to do. Like everything. Even in the small amount of time I've given myself. Like my friend came to visit this past weekend, so I was busy, but I still found all the time I needed to. I didn't go to bed with my laptop. I listened to my audiobook. It just something changed and it's weird and it feels really good. So
I'm pumped. That's really telling right there when you say like, I've had so much stuff to do, but I've gotten it all done and I've gone snowboarding 4 times and snowshoeing and a friend in town over the weekend and this and that. What do you think is like, what do you think has been the difference?
Now I believe that I can make time for it. I've just decided that that's okay. I think that I can make time for the things that are really important. And you had always told me like, make sure you're doing the things you want to do now. If you want to work 30 hours a week, start working 30 hours a week and just see what happens.
Yeah.
And so then I like it went through my head when I was listening to that book and I was like, oh yeah, I should just try that. Just put it into action and see what happens. And if, you know, things go wrong, then, oh, well, I'm doing my best and that's all I can do.
Right.
But so far, everything has gone really well. And like, it's working and I feel like $1 million. And I know that we're going to make $1 million this year because I can feel it. So yeah,
absolutely.
I actually, we were driving in the car yesterday and I was telling Mike about my plans and the goals this year. And I go, I think we could make $2 million this year. And he was like, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to freak you out. And I'm like, I'm not freaked out of anything anymore. I could do whatever I want. So
good.
It's just the mindset, 100%.
What's cool about that too is like when you say, I have no doubt that we could do $2 million, right? And you're like, all right, well, I know that we're going to do that because of my mindset. Well, you've already just sort of quote, mini tested the mindset hypothesis, right? In that I have all these things I want to get done and I just decide that I'm going to have the time to do them. Mm-hmm. And that has worked for you.
Yeah. I just made it happen. And for so long, I doubted myself because I thought, there's only 24 hours in a day. There's so much to do. But most of it was just me like second guessing myself. And so I would sit and stare at an email that I was going to send out for like an hour. And instead I'm just sending it. And I'm like, oh, well, if it's wrong, if I make a mistake, I don't care anymore. Like people like what we offer. We have a really great service. People get results. And if they don't like it, then they don't like it. And that's fine. So, and I've never felt that way before. I know, I think I've told you before when I'm nervous about people coming to the webinar and like being mean because one person did it. Mm-hmm. And now I just don't care. I'm like, I don't even have to read it. I can just delete that person out of the group and I don't even have to deal with it. It's like, what a mind block, but it just feels so good. Yeah.
It's amazing.
So, yeah. And it. I've been going through the accelerator program, like the actual course itself, which hello, I've been in accelerator for how long? And now I'm finally getting to it. But it feels like I watched the one, I forgot what his name was, but he did like the webinar thing and he showed like how to do the webinar.
Oh yeah. 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 Yep.
I forgot his name. Yep. But anyway, so I watched that. That was awesome. That helped prepare for the webinar tomorrow.
Great.
But yeah, I'm just making time for things. I'm just making time for things I want to do. And it's really cool. And I feel like $1 million. I keep saying that, but I just feel so good. I don't know. It feels weird. So yeah.
One of the biggest mindset shifts that I had early on, I think I've told this story on a call before, but after we moved to San Diego, there's a coffee shop down in Pacific Beach that I used to work at. And I remember walking in one morning, it was like a Tuesday morning at like, I don't know, 10 a.m. or 10:30 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And there was, I'm there to work. And it was a small coffee shop. And I look over and there's this guy at a table, I don't know, probably my age or whatever. He's just got a coffee and he's got his Kindle out or whatever it was, or a book or something. And he's just reading. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my, like, how amazing is that? Like, awesome is that? Yeah. And I'm like, that would be really nice. But yet here I am in, like, I'm going to be pulling out my laptop and quote working in a coffee shop at, you know, 10 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. How lucky am I to be able to do that?
Right.
And then the real reframe came from when I realized that was part of my work, putting those times in to sit with coffee and read in a coffee shop.
Right.
Because that made me better when I was sitting down to quote work.
Yes. 1,000%.
Just like, all right, I went snowboarding today and I had such a great time, such an energy rush. I got a blast. And then I came back and I just delivered the most amazing webinar because of the energy. You know what I mean? It's just like, wait, what if I looked at the snowboarding or the snowshoeing or spending the entire weekend with my friend who came into town as part of the work?
Yeah. Because it's part of it. It's literally part of it. And I had no idea. I listened to a podcast episode recently from this girl. She's like a manifesting podcaster. And she was like, part of business is doing nothing. And I was like, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. I just work all my off. Right, so this is stupid. And I make really good money. So she doesn't know what she's talking about. And then she was explaining like about cortisol levels. And when you're in your zone, you're really high, but you also have to come down because otherwise you're constantly in the anxiety mindset and the mindset of I have to get work done. Yep. And then she said, and cortisol is really dangerous. It can be really dangerous in high quantities. And she was just like explaining that. And I was like, I like got chills and I thought, oh my God, I'm literally sabotaging myself by not taking the time off. I'm not giving myself the space to just not work. And so anytime I work for more than like 4 hours at a time, I'm like, I'm done. And I'll shut my laptop and I'm like, I'm going outside. I don't care what else I have to do today. If I need to send some emails before I go to bed, fine. But I need to go and do this for myself because I'm not feeling it right now and I'm not being productive. So, and it's working and it's so cool. Yeah.
There was an article I read last week. I don't remember where it was, but there was an article that was like science backed about doing exercise in the middle of the day, like lunchtime-ish. And this was more like office related. This is science backed. If you can go do this for X amount of time, then this is the result.
Yep.
And it's like,
it is
real stuff.
So science is cool. I wake up in the morning and like, I don't look at my phone right away. I do not look at my emails for at least an hour before or after I wake up. Yep. I meditate for at least 45 minutes and just listen. Me and Mike are doing some stuff together and we're like journaling and stuff. And it's just been really nice. And to realize like any issue I have in my business, like I can resolve that in my own mind. And then anything that happens on like externally, I don't have control over it. So it doesn't matter. I just have control over like me and I'm going to survive. I will still be alive. Like it will go on. You know, I've been through really hard times in my business and I don't think I have to go back there. But I do have one thing that I was worried about.
Okay.
Tomorrow is our first webinar. Then I have one Thursday and then one Saturday. Okay. I'm in my head about this. Obviously, our old webinar worked, but the people who are coming, I feel like they've seen it before. And so I changed it and I didn't change all of it. I kept the concepts the same. I just changed some other details. Mm-hmm. And to be truthful, my webinar used to be very much a combination of Amy's and Russell Brunson's because I just took their models and like kind of made it my own, but it still didn't feel like me. And so I changed it, kind of worried that I've never put it out there. Although every time I do a webinar, it doesn't matter what I put out, people like it. So I think I'm just in my head about it. I don't know. I took out some, you know how Amy and her, maybe you don't know, but in Amy's like delivery when she's selling, she tells people go to the sales page, go to the sales page like 5 times before the end of it. I'm only doing it twice. And I don't know if that's like, it just feels comfortable to me. Mm-hmm. I'm pitching for at least 25 minutes, but I'm only telling them to go to the sales page like twice.
Do you have the URL on the slides?
Screen? I have it on the screen. They can click right there.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be on the screen for them to click and that's okay. Okay.
You have to do what feels right to you.
I think so like, too.
My hunch, and especially after the conversation we're having, is that you'll do as well as if not better than you have been.
I think so too.
Worst comes to worst, you try it tomorrow and Thursday and it doesn't go as well as you hope. You're like, all right, I'm going to go back to the other one on Saturday.
That's true. I do have the old copy. So, okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
All right. So, you know I'm going to do math right now.
Yes.
You know I'm going to do math.
I know. We're going to do this. So, we're doing this.
So do you remember how many sales?
88 sales I need, I think, to get to where I want to be with the 176.
Yeah.
And I think by Saturday, we could have 2,300 people registered total. Because we're at 1,900. That's only 400 more. And we're still running ads and stuff.
Okay. So- Play with the numbers, okay?
Okay.
If you get 10% lead to sale, what do you normally convert at on your webinar?
For those who show up, you mean, or just registered?
Just registered.
I actually don't know that. I know for people who show up is like anywhere between 12 and 18%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just say your lead to sale conversion, which is overall, is 10%. Mm-hmm. And I'm just taking a number of 2,000 people registered.
Yeah.
We can do the math there. That's 200 sales.
Oh, this is crazy.
5% is 100 sales. Notice that we're still far above our 88 goal.
Yeah, so I know.
What are we talking here? Like 4%?
I think so.
Will allow you to hit
the goal.
The goal?
Which is not very high. Like I can convert, especially because a lot of these people are my warm audience. They are either referred to me by someone else who they trust, or they're people that are already on our email list and have heard from me and understand this. And I've seen such an influx of people come in the past 10 days that I'm like, the sky is the limit. We already picked out which we're going to buy a Bronco, a Ford Bronco, brand new. I've never bought a new car in my life. We literally have a totaled van sitting in our driveway right now. And so, yeah, we drove it to Colorado.
Oh my gosh.
The engine's broke, but it works. But we're that's the goal. So we already have that. We want to pay off all of the debt. And then... Yeah. I don't know. The sky's the limit. So I'm pumped. Yeah.
So great.
Yeah. So that
would stuff
be,
like that, that, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then we're going to do, our blog's going to make us 50 grand a month by the end of this year, which is exciting. We're going to do a couple
from
other
your,
retreats.
From ads?
From ads and affiliates. Yeah. We're at like 10K right now. So I think it's going to be pretty possible.
That's amazing.
We're just hiring people to do it. I mean, it's, I just need to manage the process, not be the process. And then I can make this work. So
I just need to manage the process, not be the process.
Yeah. Yep.
So just, awesome.
I keep seeing these deposits come into our bank account and I'm like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love it.
All right. So good, right? Laura is amazing. If you want me to help you with your business, if you're an established online course or membership creator or your online coach and you're looking to grow and scale, but you want to do that while working a whole lot less in your business, if you want help optimizing your sales and marketing, your systems and processes, your leadership as a CEO, transitioning into that CEO role, et cetera, that's exactly what I do and how I help people inside of the Accelerator Coaching Program. It's application only, just a few questions. Just want to make sure that we are a good fit for each other. So if you're interested in applying, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator and fill out the short application right there and look forward to reviewing your application when it comes through. Otherwise, thank you in advance, as always, for listening to today's podcast. Super appreciate it. If you've not yet subscribed to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, or if you follow it on Spotify or whatever other platform that you're listening on, please make sure to do that so you don't miss any episodes coming up. And until next time, my friend, be well, and I'll chat with you soon.